Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those Crossbreed Holster Studios, what a program this is going to be today. Whoa, exciting. I love when a plan comes together. I really love when a plan comes together. I don't even know where to begin. I'm all giddy. This is the last weekend Armed American Radio broadcast together that I can say to you, or I have to say to you, I'll see you next week. Because effective right now, I will see you tomorrow. And that's a beautiful thing. Let me go right to my producer down in Dallas, Tejas, down at the Salem Radio Network. Sean, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I prefer sidekick. Thank you.
Sidekick?
Well, that's what Dave Grossman, that's what he said.
You know, Dave Grossman, you got me sidetracked already. Dave Grossman's a great guy. He's coming on the program with Ernie Emerson.
Oh, nice.
And I think it's around the 26th. I'll have to check the dates, but it's somewhere in the 20s of this month. And just a lot to talk about with Grossman and some fun stuff with Emerson. But we have some amazing news today, and I'm really excited about it. I want to spend the first part of this broadcast talking with you about it and talking to you, wherever you may be, listening to Shanto and I right now. Notice I said Shanto last week. Yeah. I got kicked for saying Sean, and I was corrected on the air.
Exactly.
A couple things. First of all, I'm very excited. A lot of fun stuff happening right now. And when fun things happen, it just makes me, I'm going to be all over the board today.
Don't say giddy. Please don't say that.
Well, I am giddy. Well, what can I tell you? It's fun to be giddy. Let me tell you why. If you're listening to me via a device other than a radio, head over to armedamericanradio.com right now. The new site just went up, literally minutes ago. Now, keep in mind, the paint is still wet. But we were excited to get the site up for you today in anticipation of kicking off Armed American Radio's daily defense tomorrow. Every day. We will be redefining weekday talk radio beginning tomorrow. That's a bold statement, I know it is, but it's also true, and I'm confident of that. I'll explain that in just a few minutes. But we wanted to get the new website up for you, and not only is the new website up, but if you look up in the top right corner, you will see a Listen Live button. Now, that Listen Live button is not active right now, as you hear my voice, but it will be tomorrow. A tremendous effort with some amazing people has made all of this possible to be able to bring you not only the Armed American Radio program as it comes to you every week in this form right here, but as it's about ready to come to you beginning tomorrow. Now, the new show will be running 4 to 5 p.m. live, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time, and there will be several stations across the country's affiliate. I'll have an affiliate list for you up on the website tomorrow, hopefully. If not, I'll bring it to you live tomorrow on the radio. How does that sound, Sean?
That sounds pretty good.
We'll be able to tell you tomorrow live on the air.
Yes.
This has been a long time coming, and we're very, very excited. So we've got let's make sure we don't get too giddy and giddy ourselves out of what we're talking about. We don't want to giddy up too quickly, right?
That sounds like a bunch of giddy up.
But the new armedamericanradio.com website is up right now. Go check it out. Now, let me go over there real fast. Where is it? Oh, there's even a Grilling While Armed. I don't even know where to go. There it is. Look at that. You're going to notice a new logo, a new Armed American Radio logo, which means I have to get a new tattoo. Oh, no. I didn't think about that.
I'll skip that one.
You've got a home button, concealed carry, news button, archives button that will give you the radio broadcast, my daily devotional. If you scroll down the middle of the page, you'll see my mug, a mug made for radio, and my daily devotional. You'll see other ideas. You'll see a news feed, an RSS stream streaming by. You can just pick up whatever story pops up. You'll see an About Us and About the AAR and our fabulous sponsor, the United States Concealed Carry Association, in conjunction with Crossbreed Holsters. None of this would be possible if it weren't for these two amazing companies. And the new website is powered by the USCCA. And everything that they do, the amazing work that they're doing, is evident in the new Armed American Radio website powered by the USCCA. There's a button to become a member. It takes you right to all of their amazing pages. There's a contact page. There's a station list page where you can see where you can tune into this broadcast. Now, we'll, of course, as I said, the paint is still wet. This was an amazing effort from a young man out on the West Coast, out in Washington State, Don Stelnecker, who has just been working feverishly right up until airtime this very minute to be able to bring you this new site and all of this incredible information. Right on the right-hand side in the top right corner. Sean, do you have the page up? Are you looking at it?
Actually, I'm looking at my notes, but I can pull it up right quick.
Well, yeah, you can do that. As long as you didn't say, no, I'm looking at a picture of myself or I'm taking selfies, I'm good.
No, we okay, don't, that's we good. Don't do selfies.
I would have to find a new sidekick if that were the case. But there's a Listen Live button, and underneath it, there's a microphone, and it's flashing. And it says, Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Sunday, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 to 8 p.m. Pacific Time. And an incredible, you know, this is not an easy task, Sean, to do these things. A live stream. Man, a lot of people have live streams. This is not a podcast. This is a nationally syndicated radio broadcast that comes out of a major network where you are, of course, Sean, down in Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
And putting the stream together required a tremendous amount of work and effort from some incredible engineers down at the Salem Radio Network and Triton Digital in Montreal, Canada, and their correspondent people down in Naples, Florida, and an amazing team of people in West Bend, Wisconsin, and some people out in Washington, as I mentioned just a few moments ago, who rushed to get this done so that when the new Armed American Radio Daily Defense with me kicks off tomorrow, how fun is that? Tomorrow, Buddy the Elf. You ever see the movie? You see the movie Buddy with Buddy the Elf? What is it? Elf, I guess it is, right? With Will Ferrell, that goofy guy?
That's funny. Now you mentioned Giddy
tomorrow.
And
oh,
now
that's
Elf.
Fun to say. Tomorrow. We're going to be on tomorrow. Oh, that's fun to say. Tomorrow. Life as I've known it for a long time is over, isn't it?
Yes.
I look at it this way. I'm working anyway. I might as well be talking.
Yes.
I can't think of anything I would rather be doing. This is a passion in me, and I love it. And to be able to talk to you across the nation and to bring you this incredible information. And to literally, it's historic for talk radio. We're going to redefine talk radio. How are we going to do that? Let me get through my giddiness over here, explaining the new page, and I'll tell you about that. Back from the break, too.
You come from Elf back to Giddy.
I tell you, I'm all over the board here. I'm really, really excited. But you'll see the new logo. You'll see my photo up there. You'll see Listen Live. You'll see my friend Steve, and Steve's an intimidating character over there, right across the banner, Defend Yourself, Education,
sure
Training, Insurance. That's what this is all about. And down below that, you'll see the Daily Devotional. The redefinition of Daily Talk Radio begins today. You'll be reading reports from me as the new show begins. Maybe some analysis of what we talked about, or maybe some things we will be talking about, or maybe something that we won't have time to talk about on the radio, but you'll be able to read about because I can write it for you on the webpage. There's a Grilling While Armed section down there. And I got to tell you, if you have the opportunity, please visit that during this program today and enjoy reading that. Because I talk a little bit about gas grills, and you know my passion for charcoal.
Yeah.
And how, you know, people's biggest excuse for him going from Buddy the Elf to Grilling While Armed to all kinds of fun things here. Don't throw me off. It's the giddy fact. I'm really excited about this. It's been years in the making. But if you don't have a lot of, the biggest complaint is people say, well, I don't have time to cook with charcoal. And my response to you is, you don't have 15 minutes to watch your coals light and smoke up your neighborhood?
And call Geico.
And call Geico. If that's the case, and you don't have the time, you're just too important for me. And I have a link where I direct you to a site you might want to take a look at instead of this one. And when you see it, you'll crack up. So go ahead and enjoy that. Oh, Armed American Radio and the Armed American Radio Daily Defense. It all begins now. It all begins now. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the new show. Welcome to the new website. The redefinition of talk radio begins today. We'll be back.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Ooh, welcome back to the show. I could just crank that music right now and throw my head around a little bit. There you go. Rock and roll. I'm feeling good today. Lots of fun stuff going on. Lots of great news out there. Even though the antis, the freedom haters want to bring you down, even though Barack Obama wants to destroy the nation, we got it going on here, man. We're having a good time, and we are filling your prescription for freedom. Happy Easter to you. I hope you had an amazing day. I did. Went to church this morning, said my thank yous, and I got to be honest with you, feel incredibly blessed to be sitting in the safest radio studio in America today, to be able to make these fun announcements for you. We couldn't have done it without you. What are we going to be doing? Well, first, let's go back. Sean,
yes.
You're on the new site? You saw the new site during the break?
Oh, look at there. What's going on with that Prius? Let's see. You had Giddy, you had Elf, and now I see a Prius. Oh, that's not a Prius. My bad.
Prius? Am I missing something? If somebody did that to me, we need to make a change.
No, I like it. I like it. It's real clean. It's easy to read. I like it. It's really nice.
Twitter, yeah. Real quick, at AAR Radio. Twitter at AAR Radio. Tweet me during the program today. Let me know what you think of the new site. Go visit. Those of you tweeting, I know you're out there. I see them. I also get your emails. I've got over 233 emails in there to go through. I want to apologize to those of you who have written me that I have not had the opportunity to get back to. It has been an incredibly busy, it's been a busy 6 years, but it's been a very busy week with the Live South Florida show last week and getting back from that trip and meeting with the people who can help, who literally are making this all come together. Let's go to that live stream. I've got a lot of questions about the live stream and how that's going to work.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think, well, you just click a button. They don't know how that process, when you're at the network level, how that actually works. But the actual installation of that, so you talk about taking it down to the wire.
Yeah.
I mean, literally taking it to the wire. The installation testing will be done with the network engineers and the streaming company engineers in Canada tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. New computers were installed to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get the green light, the URL will be attached to the button. And for the new program at 4 p.m. Eastern time, I'm going to guess at about 3:59:59, we'll get a green light that it's okay to go. You know, radio works that way.
Yeah,
as you well know. Right up to that last second. Are we ready? We're good. Okay, there's the music. I've got the feed. Let's do it.
Yeah, well, I actually have seen stuff. And I think these guys are some of the best in the business. And they'll get it done way before then.
Oh, they definitely will. They know what they're doing. Hey, Polyglot T-Billy just tweeted us and said, one day until AAR defense. Looking forward to it. Thank you, Polyglot T-Billy. Love that Twitter handle, whatever that means.
It's a good one.
It is a good one. It's exciting stuff. Tell me you're excited because you will. We couldn't do the Daily Show without you, Sean. It just wouldn't have been the same program, and everything came together. And when a plan works and the good Lord is looking down on us, everything just comes together. Your thoughts?
We're
embarking on this new journey together?
All things come together. No, I'm excited. I'm really excited. It's something that we actually started talking about almost 4 years ago. You know, a lot of people have wanted to have us come on either extra hour or come on every day. I'm excited about it because it's a new opportunity to redefine what I think and what you think talk radio should be, not to knock anybody out there. But there's just a certain theory that hopefully, and I know it's going to work, that's, you know, something, bring you something different than what's being out there now.
All right, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's discuss quickly what's different about Armed American Radio's mm-hmm. daily defense. And I'll tell you, I've been a guest on many large national radio programs across the country, the Mike Gallagher Show, Bill Bennett Morning in America, the Lars Larson Show. I've been on Jim Bohannon's huge program, been on with Bill Cunningham. These are huge radio stars. I've mm-hmm. even been on with that goofy liberal who, what's his name?
Goofy liberal?
Yeah, the big liberal talk show. See, I don't even remember.
Oh, I couldn't tell you. Rachel Maddow?
No, I don't consider her a superstar. I consider him, he is. I mean, he's number 6 or 7 in the Talkers top 100 list. He's a good guy. He's the guy that says all wealth over $1 billion should be confiscated by the government.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, we've been a guest on a number of these shows over the years, for many years, and it's always an honor and a privilege to do that. But here's my challenge to you tomorrow when you're listening to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Go ahead and turn the dial to your favorite talker, your other favorite daytime talker, and listen to what they're saying. Tune into every one of them that happened to be on at that given moment in time. You know what you're going to hear, don't you? You're going to hear 5 or 6 big-time, incredibly talented talk radio personalities discussing the exact same topic. Maybe it's Hillary's emails today. Maybe it's Iran. Maybe it's in reality, it's whatever Drudge Report and the New York Times say it is. It's whatever the mainstream media picks as the news of the day, and that's what they're talking about. Maybe it's something that Jay Carney said, something dopey he said. Maybe it's another dopey thing Barack Obama, but they'll all be talking about that same topic. We won't. We won't.
No.
While they're talking about the same thing that's going to drive you crazy with a 24-hour news cycle, the same thing you're going to hear when you turn on the TV later at night on any talk show that you watch,
and the boogeyman
talk show that you listen, you brought that up. This is a good time to bring that up. Yeah. They're going to be talking about the boogeyman. Explain what you mean by that.
The boogeyman, when I hear the ISIS story, and I'm not going to downplay the story, but when I hear it, the first thing I ask myself is, okay, everywhere these terrorists are doing weird, cutting people's heads off, what's the common denominator there? Gun-free zones. Everywhere that's happened is gun-free zones. And I'll be honest with you, I know some people that are in my neighborhood that I'm really more aware and a little bit more afraid of than someone that's almost 8,000 miles away from me. I mean, like I said, I'm not downplaying it, but, you know, we got to take care of home.
Terror is a real terror. Yeah. The terror topic is a real topic. And those are important topics, while Hillary's emails are important topics, while the Democrats who are going to anoint Hillary Clinton, apparently,
mm-hmm.
Their queen, you know, without any discussion, I mean, if that's the best the Democrats have out of 350 million Americans, and that's what they want to do, then good for them. And while that's an important topic, I'm more concerned about what faces me as I drive to the grocery store, as I take my children to school.
Exactly.
Unless you were watching Fox News, you didn't hear that Governor Chris Christie pardoned Shanine Allen, did you?
You know, I didn't hear that.
Okay. Unless you were watching, the mainstream media never even covered that story of Shanine Allen. We'll talk about that later in the program today. Actually, we'll talk about that in detail tomorrow, because I want to ask you why. And I don't want to give away the topics for tomorrow, so quit making me do that. But we're going to be discussing things with you that the mainstream media should be discussing with you, but are derelict in their duties and are not discussing with you. You're going to hear us talk about it. That's the redefinition of daytime talk radio, the things that matter to you when you take your kids to school, the things you need to be concerned about today. Not like Sean said, 8,000 miles away. And while it's important stuff, you can fill your head with that when you get home. Armed American Radio continues with Alan Gottlieb right after this. Don't go away.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
Are you stuck in a makeup rut? Not really in love with your current makeup, but not sure what else to try? Then you're in luck, because Bare Minerals is now letting women all across America do an at-home comparison. Call now and we'll send you a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup to compare against whatever makeup you have at home. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set as a gift. To participate, call now. 1-800-603-3879. Hurry, don't miss this. Bare Minerals Foundation brings out your natural beauty, giving you a flawless complexion with a no-makeup look and feel. And it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. So if you're stuck in a makeup rut, this is your chance to get out. Call now for your risk-free trial, and you'll also get a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only comparison offer. Call now for details. 1-800-603-3879. 1-800-603-3879.
If you have hair loss, then I have some important news for you. This is Dennis Prager, and I urge you to log on to ineedmorehair.com. See what Dr. Norton Abramson is doing for men and women just like you. Dr. Abramson is the most experienced hair transplant specialist in Minnesota and ranks in the top 1% in the nation. He's given patients from around the world, including some of the most prominent celebrities, a full head of hair. And he can do that for you. In fact, his technique is so advanced, he guarantees the results in writing. Dr. Abramson's prices are the best in the business, as low as $3 per graft. The consultations are free, and the results are amazing. ineedmorehair.com, the only permanent solution to your hair loss. Call for your free consultation today on my recommendation. The office is in Eagan, just off 35E on Diffley Road. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford, online at ineedmorehair.com.
Hi, this is Lee Michaels, and for some time I've been sharing with you my trading experiences through New Venture on Wall Street. But here's another testimonial. This is Mike's story.
I enjoyed working in offices for a living. I made money and put into 401k and saved it very dutifully. And then in the stock bear markets, it just plummeted in value, and I didn't know there was such a thing as a stop limit or that you could get it out, put it into, in this case, trading. I didn't know. So I lost about 40% of my retirement account. Since attending the New Venture on Wall Street seminars, I've taken everything out of my 401k and put it in an IRA that's self-directed, and I can trade in the stock market from the IRA.
Again, this is Lee Michaels, and I'd be happy to share my story with you as well. Just call me here at the radio station. But better yet, you can attend the next New Venture on Wall Street seminar coming to the Twin Cities on April 24th and 25th at the Minneapolis Marriott West. Call today to reserve your spot. 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723, or online at nvows.com.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act and its governor, Mike Pence, have been criticized by all the usual suspects using all the usual flawed arguments. Not a single case of discrimination has been cited, nor can critics of the new law point to a single instance of discrimination in the District of Columbia in the 22 years the federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act has been in effect in that federal city. This is, after all, theater. Political theater, and of the worst sort. Bravo to Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, and others who have stood with Governor Pence on behalf of religious freedom and who have explained patiently and without overheated rhetoric that in this country, we must remain strong in our commitment to religious liberty and tolerance. Laws like those in Indiana and now Arkansas must, along with the dozens of others across the country, be seen as pivotal to maintaining an America welcoming of all people, intolerant of all views, including those based on scripture and practice continuously since religious freedom became the first freedom enshrined in our Bill of Rights. I'm Hugh Hewitt.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Oh, I am hot then when I'm hot.
Hold on. What is that?
That was AC/DC. That's
no, that was you. Come on now. Are we doing a radio show, or are you trying to become on next top talent?
You didn't make my mic live, I hope.
Right. Yes, I did.
Listen, before we go to our guest, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, there's something I need to tell you. You might have heard over the last few days that the USCCA is celebrating the third anniversary of a gun a day April this year. In case you missed it, for every single day of the month of April, they're giving away a brand new gun. Now, this is something you're going to hear me talk about on the radio tomorrow that you won't hear anywhere else. I'm going to tell you where you can get a brand new gun and register for a brand new gun. In case you missed it, every single day of the month of April, they're giving away a brand new handgun. Last year, they gave away over $40,000 worth of brand new guns.
Oh.
They've upped the ante this
year.
Some of the nicest and most expensive concealed carry handguns you can imagine are up for grabs. Get this. For example, they've already given away an $823 SIG, a $550 Springfield XDS, and a $925 Rock River Arms 1911. It was gorgeous.
Are you serious?
But that's just the beginning, because there will be a brand new gun you can win every single day in April. To check out the gun they're giving away right now, it's really easy. Simply go to USCCA on AAR.com. Enter to win today's gun. It's simple. Activate a subscription for Concealed Carry Magazine. That's all you have to do is subscribe to Concealed Carry Magazine, and you'll be entered to win today's gun.
Really?
Concealed Carry Magazine is the nation's number one publication for responsibly armed Americans like you and I, and it's your ticket to winning a brand new handgun. It's as easy as that. Go to USCCA on AAR.com right now and enter to win today's brand new gun. That's USCCA on AAR. Let's go right directly to Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, how are you today, my friend?
I'm great. Good to be with you.
Always a pleasure to have you here. You don't hear anybody else giving away guns every day, do you, on the radio?
No, that's pretty cool. I'm sure the anti-gunners hate that as well. That's great.
They might hate that. I don't know. But we have, Alan, we have a lot to talk with you about your neck of the woods up there. Now, you're in Washington State, Oregon. They're playing the same tiddlywinks that Washington just got burned with a few months ago. What's happening in Oregon right now? SB 941, I believe, is the bill?
Yeah, basically, it's very similar to what the initiative was in Washington State, almost verbatim, that extends the background checks to all private sales and transfers, including temporary transfers and loans of firearms. Unfortunately, I have a feeling it's going to pass because the election did not fare well for gun owners in Oregon in November, and we were hanging on by about a one-vote stopping power in the Senate, so to speak, and we lost that vote. And so I think they're going to probably get it passed by one vote. And of course, we have an anti-gun governor there who probably signed it. So we're in for a pretty big fight in Oregon. We're the underdog right now.
I didn't want to hear that because I know your finger's on the pulse over there, and I know you know what's going on. Again, you predicted the same thing in Washington State. Unfortunately, the NRA ILA is reporting from their website. Let me read some of this. Sheriffs from Grant, Yamhill, Douglas, Crook, Washington, Lynn, and Columbia counties have voiced their opposition to the bill. In addition to the sheriffs who have come out against this bill, numerous localities have gone on record to protect your Second Amendment rights, including Baker County, Clackamas County, Coos County, Crook County, Curry County, Douglas County, Grant County, Jackson County. There's a lot of you listening in Oregon right now on a number of stations. Pay careful attention here. Jackson County, Jefferson County, Josephine County, Klamath County, Lake County, Lynn County, Malheur County, I hope I said that right, Marion County, Polk County, Sherman County, Tillamook County, Union County, Wallowa County, Wasco County, Wheeler County, Yamhill County, and the city of Myrtle Point. So thank you to the sheriffs in the localities, according to the NRA, I'll quote from them, their willingness to stand firm for the people they represent and for protecting your rights. Alan, that sounds like a lot. Is that not making any difference when you have law enforcement at that level and that many localities saying stop this insanity? Are they just not listening?
Well, it is a lot, and it's really great. But again, also remember in Washington, Initiative 594, we had almost all the sheriffs did in Washington opposing it as well, and explaining all the problems with enforcement with it and what it does to law enforcement. But in Oregon, a lot of these elected officials don't care. I mean, to them, they just want to get rid of guns, period. In the end game, of course, let's be honest about this, they want the eradication of privately owned firearms, period. So this, to them, this is just one step in their march down the path of getting rid of gun owners.
Yeah, that is true. We do know that. They've never met a gun control, but they've never met an anti-gun legislation, any anti-gun legislation that they haven't supported, and that tells you everything you need to know. Of course, every once in a while, Alan, they slip and the truth comes out, and they say something to that effect. But is there anything, what would you recommend that Oregon residents listening to this program, and residents across the country, what can we do now? What do we need to do, and what kind of time frame are we looking at here?
A pretty quick time frame. I think, quite frankly, it doesn't hurt to call, write, fax, email legislators in Oregon to oppose it. Put all the pressure you can on. Let them know that you don't support it. But we are in an uphill battle, and all the more reason why you should do that.
Bloomberg's neck deep in this, isn't he?
Yeah, his people are there lobbying, spending money, running media ads. organizing, turning out anti-gunners to testify. By all means, he's now active in almost every state where there's a gun control bill of any kind that comes up. Even just recently, Montana, he spent tens and tens of thousands of dollars in Montana to defeat some pro-gun proposals in the state of Montana, bringing in people from out of state as well and organizing their so-called moms group to testify. That money is having a devastating effect against us because, quite frankly, they're outspending us in lots of states across the country right now.
Outspending with a capital outspending. I mean, Bloomberg is throwing millions and millions and millions of dollars at this effort to disarm law-abiding Americans. And as you said, that's what this is. This is just another incremental step in the disarmament of the U.S. population. That's their ultimate goal. We can't compete with that money, or can we compete with that money? How is he able to buy this? If he were able to buy this, why isn't the Second Amendment gone?
Well, you got to realize he's a little new at this game, putting this kind of money into it. It's only started, in the last few years. It's really put substantial amounts of dollars indirectly into political action. Prior to that, his anti-gun activities really were donating money to some of the anti-gun groups, which weren't very effective and didn't spend his money very wisely and weren't very smart in spending it. So he set up his own groups, and now he's funding his own groups to do it. And they do a lot of market research, a lot of focus group advertising. They're really on top of their game at a very high level. Our problem is that we don't have the dollars to compete with. For us to spend, I'll use $1 million. For us to spend $1 million, it may take us $500,000 to raise that and 30, 60, 90 days to do it. Bloomberg just writes one check. There is no cost of fundraising. He just takes it out of his bank account. This is interest he made on his investments for that day.
Yeah, investments for that day. That's a great point. That's what's so scary about the size bank account that he has. However, I'd like to throw this out there and tell me your thoughts if you think this matters. I think it does. The money that we spend on this side of this fight comes from hardworking people who are willing to go out to attend rallies, who are willing to go to legislative sessions, who are willing to get involved, who are willing to write, who are willing to join amazing organizations like the Second Amendment Foundation, the CCRKBA. They're willing to join the National Rifle Association, the Gun Owners of America, Oregon Firearms Federation. We bring weight behind our money. He brings himself and a bad America-hating nanny state idea. Don't we have that on our side, that momentum?
Well, we do have that on our side, and that's what keeps us in the ballgame and why we win most of the battles. But, I always like to say this to our people. It isn't a matter of winning most of the battles. This is like a football game where the rules have been changed. It doesn't matter how many points we score. If they score one touchdown, we lose our rights.
Yeah, that's a perfect place to stop for the break. I will like to say this as we take this break. The New York Post is reporting, you can read it on the Drudge Report, Bloomberg considering running for mayor of London. Bye-bye. Good riddance. Hope you get elected. We'll be back with Alan Gottlieb right after this.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Beginning this year, Magnum Research Incorporated, a Carr Arms-owned company, is proud to bring the Baby Desert Eagle II back to the U.S. market. The Baby Desert Eagle II offers a double-action, single-action trigger and plenty of firepower. Available in 9mm, 40 S&W, and 45 ACP, several barrel lengths, and either steel or polymer frame, the Baby Desert Eagle II is an exceptional handgun value. For more information, visit MagnumResearch.com today. That's MagnumResearch.com.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger American Rifle, an American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp user-adjustable 3- to 5-pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a short 70-degree bolt throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. Help Ruger raise $1 million for the NRA. Visit Ruger.com/million to learn more.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
We are cooking right along this hour, very quickly. The National Rifle Association Convention is being held later this week. I will be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I will be at the CPRC. Crime Prevention Research Center organized get-together on Friday, April 10th. Visit crimeresearch.org. Come on out and meet me. Heck, I bought a new suit. Come see it. Come see it. It's pretty cool. Katie Pavlich from Fox News will be there. Ted Nugent will be there. Tim Schmidt will be there. Radio host star Phil Valentine will be there. Tom Gresham, the great one. He's the guy that created this genre of talk radio. Tom Gresham will be there. Dana Loesch from Dana Radio on the Blaze Network will be there. New York Times bestselling author, you hear him on this show, Fox News contributor John Lott, author of More Guns, Less Crime, he will be there. New York Times bestselling author Brad Thor will be there. This isn't something you want to miss. Come on out, have a drink with us, stay for the stand-up dinner, and get to meet some of your favorites in the firearms community and those who fight every single day and have dedicated their lives. Not to mention, you get to meet Ted Nugent. The Rocker's going to be there. That's pretty cool stuff.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Chantel.
What kind of suit is this? Is this like one of them leisure suits, one of them old-school suits, or is this a suit?
Cardboard off the rack, baby. Let's go right over to Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Alan, how are you?
I'm great. By the way, Mark, I will be at that dinner as well, so I'll see you there.
Ah, Alan Gottlieb, see, you just this day keeps getting better and better. I'm thrilled. I love spending time with you, Alan. Ladies and gentlemen, come out and meet all of us. We're all going to be there. Please come out and shake our hands. This is for a cause that you heard what we were talking about in the previous segment. How much more do we need to tell you? The enemies of freedom are well-funded with Michael Bloomberg, and the group of people that we were just talking about are helping fight that machine and everybody needs to band together. 80,000 of us will be strong in Nashville at the NRA meetings. Alan, that's great to know. I wasn't sure that you were going to make it to Nashville, and I'm glad you are. All right,
I am,
DC.
But I think you're light. I think we're going to have more than 80,000 people. I think we're going to break that record.
That would be great if we could. That would be fantastic if we could. I think it's pushed 80,000 every year. Let's see how the mainstream media covers the attendance this year in Nashville also. It's always fun to watch how they give a group of 10 people and position the cameras to make them look like a big crowd when they ignore the tens of thousands of people streaming past that little group walking into the convention, freedom-loving Americans. And you know who attends this, Alan? Your doctor, your dentist, your lawyer, your Indian chief, your mom, your dad, your neighbors, your friends. That's who attends the National Rifle Association. It's everyday mainstream Americans, isn't it?
It sure is, Mark. It's a great place to be. I encourage everybody to go if you can.
Please do. It's free for National Rifle Association members also. Okay, Alan, D.C. gives up on ban carrying guns in public. The Washington Times reported this just last week. I put it up on our Facebook page. Kind of a double-edged sword here, but take it away. What does that mean?
Well, it's a great victory for the Second Amendment Foundation, who brought the suit. But of course, as you're saying, the fight's not over. The great thing here is that we knocked out the absolute ban on nobody being allowed to carry in D.C. The new law D.C. put in is still ridiculously stupid and overly restrictive and not constitutional. As a result, we did two actions. One, we filed the secondary suit known as Wren, challenging their new law. But we also went back to the judge to the initial case and filed a couple motions that, one, D.C. is not in compliance with this order, and two, they should be held in contempt of court. They told that judge he couldn't rule on those things because they, quote-unquote, were filing an appeal. Well, now that they dismissed their appeal, but interesting thing is the Wren case also got appointed to the same judge as well. So we're back before the same judge, and I think they're still going to have to answer on the Palmer case to this judge no matter what, even though they suspended their appeal. Now, the bad edge of the sword, I guess, is that we were hoping to get this case quickly up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and of course, now that it's not being appealed, the city is trying to get us to start at ground zero again by having our Wren suit, done in district court first. But we're before the same judge who's already pretty much ruled on all these issues anyway. We think there's a really good chance that very quickly this judge very well may smash D.C. over again on their new law under the fact that it just doesn't comply with his order and that it's not in compliance with the Second Amendment, in which case we're going to move back quickly again anyway. So I'm pretty glad about this. The city's realized that their position in Palmer was totally undefensible at the appeals court level. So they're trying to, ease that and make it a little bit easier for them to defend a law that is not an absolute ban, but pretty close to it. I don't think they're going to be able to defend that one either.
We're talking about Judge Scullin Jr., is that right, Judge Scullin?
Correct, yes. This case has been going on for 6 years now, about.
Right.
And Judge Scullin ruled very nicely in our favor. It took a long time to get it. He was the third judge on this particular case because it just moved very slowly. But I think he knows how disingenuous the city of D.C. is as well, because, Mark, they asked him to stay his order of enforcement so they could appeal the case. He wouldn't give them the stay, and they appealed, and now they got rid of their appeal. They killed it, which meant they weren't being honest intellectual with him to begin with. They were just trying to buy time.
All right, then this reeks of a buzzing gnat or a fly around your head. Is it possible that Scullin, let me put this in layman's terms, that Scullin might just swat this away and said, I've had enough of you? Is it possible that he may take that route? Just,
I'm hoping so. They were arguing that he couldn't go after them for the motions that we filed, that they weren't in compliance with his order or holding them in contempt because they, quote-unquote, we're appealing the case, and now it's no longer in his court for jurisdiction. Well, now that they killed the appeal, it's definitely back in his court, and he definitely does have jurisdiction.
Okay, let me catch you up if you might not know where we're talking about Palmer. I'll read you something by Andrea Noble at the Washington Times. This appeared on Wednesday, April 1st in the Washington Times. You can Google this and read the whole thing yourself. But up until Judge Scullin's ruling in July, D.C. residents could only legally possess registered firearms in their homes. The Palmer versus District of Columbia ruling led lawmakers to approve a permitting scheme that would allow gun owners to apply for concealed carry licenses. Now, if you've been following, Alan, I know you have. Let's talk to listeners now. If you've been following anything that Emily Miller has written about in her book, Emily Gets Her Gun, the scheme that Andrea is referring to in this article is this incredibly ridiculous, ludicrous, clearly unconstitutional scheme to say, yeah, come on in and apply, and then we're not going to give it to you. I mean, literally making you jump through hoops. We've gone through the rundown with Emily on this program. It's ludicrous. Is it even defensible? Are they really going to even try to defend those laws?
Oh, yeah, they're going to try to defend them because they want the most strictest, heinous laws they can put in place no matter what. And until a judge tells them they can't do it, they're going to continue down that path. Now, what's interesting is that while they have all these hoops you have to jump through, and some of these things are absolutely ridiculous, the biggest concern is that it's good cause. They get to determine what good cause is on each individual basis. So they don't think you have good cause to have that firearm, have the permit to carry a firearm for self-protection. It's tough. They just don't give it to you. And no bureaucrat should have the right to tell you what the good cause is. You have a constitutional right, and the Supreme Court ruled that you have a right to carry firearms and have guns to protect yourself. And D.C. needs to be slapped down.
You have been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. That was Alan Gottlieb, and I can tell you, freedom-loving Americans across the country owe you a debt of gratitude, your organization and everybody involved in it, and the attorneys working with you, because we have you in our court and Judge Scullin hopefully on our side. Alan Gottlieb, thank you so much for joining us. I'm looking forward to seeing you Friday in Nashville. We'll report back to everybody listening about that meeting. Armed American Radio continues after this, and I tell you every week, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll be back.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.